So the big question is this: what would you do if money didn't matter? Say you had millions in your bank account, what would you focus on? Would you spend more time with your family, with your wife, with your kids, take family vacations? Would you pursue your gifts and talents and dreams, serve your local community, teach others, serve your church community? You see, if what you would do if money didn't matter is pursue your gifts and talents and dreams to serve others, then that is probably what you should be doing. The problem is most people are in the rat race, living 5 inches in front of their face with no time to pursue what they were born to do. That is the problem, and the solution is to develop enough passive income to replace your working income so you can quit your job and be free to live your life the way you were created to. That is the solution, and this podcast will show you how. Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ryan Ank with Cashflow Dad Life, and today we are going to be talking about the stock market. The stock market plunged 834 points yesterday. Ouch. So I brought in an expert. He was super hard to get a hold of. His schedule is incredibly busy. Please welcome to the show my son, Caleb Ank, is 10 years old. Say what's up.
What's up?
So just to give you kind of the backstory on the stock market with me and Caleb here, is I don't like investing in stocks. I'm more of a real estate guy. That being said, I do invest in stocks. It's just part of diversifying your portfolio. But the reason that it's not a major part of my portfolio is because stocks are so, it's not real. It's not a real asset. And I don't know if you've heard the comment before. The first time I heard this, it blew my mind. And the comment was that money isn't real, you know, and if you just sit there and think about that for a second, money isn't real. It's just a medium of exchange. And nothing proves that money isn't real any more than the stock market, where yesterday, all of a sudden, trillions of dollars are lost. And for what? And for what cause? There's no asset value behind that. There's nothing real behind that. Now, real estate I love because it's real. But like I said, I still invest in the stock market, and I encourage all my kids to know how to invest in the stock market as well, because it is a tremendous wealth creator if you know how to do it right. The problem is that most people overcomplicate things. And really, all it comes down to is figuring out what most entrepreneurs, most investors do. How can you minimize your risk while maximizing your returns? So I brought on my 10-year-old to kind of explain some of the concepts that he knows. It's so easy that even a 10-year-old can do it. But actually, he started when he was 8 years old. Caleb, can you share with everybody kind of the story on how you get started investing in the stock market?
So my dad told us we needed to clean the garage, but the garage had so much things cluttered around and stuff in it. So we complained. Then my dad says, if you clean the garage, I'll give you $10, but $100 in your bank account so you can buy a stock. So we agreed with that. So we clean the garage, and then we decide to analyze stocks to see which one has done best. When you analyze is when you look at how the stock has done before, and so you figure out if you want this stock because of how good it's been doing or how bad it's been doing. But another key thing you want to be looking for in a stock is a dividend. And this is when you get a certain amount of money a week or a month, no matter how good the stock is doing. And I ended up picking Chevron as my stock because I looked back and analyzed it, and it did pretty good before. And it also has been doing pretty good for me.
So the first principle in buying any stock is that you want to buy it what and sell it what?
At a low price and sell it at a high price.
You want to buy low and sell high. So if the stock, say it sells between $20 and $40, and right now it's at $38, do you want to buy that?
No.
No, why? Because it's too high, right?
Yeah.
Now, when the stock market crashes like yesterday, is that a good time to buy?
Kind of.
Yeah, why do you say kind of? Because
a lot of times when it goes down, it seems to go up, but it's also risky, and it might just keep on plunging down.
Yeah, so you kind of want to wait for it to kind of shoot up a little bit before you buy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's called a market adjustment.
It needs to be like halfway up its little trail.
And so one of the things that's very similar to real estate in the stock market is this concept of dividends. When you buy a real estate, like a property, like a single family home, and you're getting rent, that's the same as like a dividend. You're getting money every month from your investment. So what you want to do is you want to take that dividend in stocks. You want to make sure that that stock has a dividend. That's like having a house that's got rent that's coming in, right?
Yep.
What happens if you don't buy a stock that has a dividend?
Well, if it goes low, you have nothing, you don't get anything, and you just spent your money on something, but you're not getting anything back. So you look for a dividend in a stock.
Yeah, you don't want to be holding the bag on something, which is basically the stock plunges, but you're not getting paid every single month or every single quarter while it's low. When the real estate market tanked in 08, a lot of people who were landlords still made a lot of money in real estate because they were still getting paid their monthly dividend. And so they just waited for the market to correct itself and get back up. But people who were holding stuff without rental income coming in or trying to flip stuff, those are the people who really lost a lot of money. So tell us why you decided to buy Chevron. First of all, how many shares did you buy and at what price?
I bought 9 shares at $95.
Wow, 9 shares at $95. And do you know what it's today? Even though the stock market fell, do you know what Chevron's at today?
No.
When's the last time you checked?
2 days ago.
Let's look real quick. It just fell tremendously. In fact, it just fell $4, but it's still at $122.60. So you've made some money on that stock, buddy. That was a good pick.
So I chose Chevron because it was doing good in the past time. And when I analyzed it, it was on its like halfway up at the time. So I decided I should buy this stock because it also has a dividend. So I decided I should buy a stock in Chevron. Plus, my grandpa works there.
Yes. So every time we drove by a gas station at Chevron, he's like, we gotta go there. Which isn't quite how it works. It's not totally how it works, but the profitability of a company definitely helps the stocks go up. All right, well, cool. Caleb, do you have any more advice for everybody as far as like just general financial advice? Say someone gets $100 for doing something. What should they do with that money?
Save it, invest it, and maybe spend a little bit of it.
Yeah? If you had $100 right now, what would you spend it on?
Probably, I'm not going to lie, probably a hoverboard.
All right, well, there you have it, guys. Stock investing advice from a 10-year-old. It really is that simple. Buy low, sell high, and try to get something with the dividend so you're not holding the bag on it. And if you just keep it simple, that's really the best way to make money in the stock market. My 10-year-old has made money even though the stocks dipped $850 from yesterday. There are also some really cool things to do in the stock market. For example, you can do something called a stop loss. So if you bought something at $95, you can say, hey, if it goes to $90, I want this thing to automatically sell. There's another thing you can do called a trailing stop loss. So basically you could say, if I bought this at $90, I want to only sell when it decreases by 5%. So what happens is if it goes up to 105, it goes to 5% from 105. If it goes up to 120, it goes 5% from 120. So you can actually have it trailing as it goes up, so you're not losing that money. You're capturing those profits as it goes up. There's another thing that I'm looking at now, something worth YouTubing. And again, I'm not by any means an expert in the stock market. Real estate is my thing. I like real things. But I do have a couple tips and tricks. There's another one called selling naked putts. So basically what that is, you know, if you really wanted to buy something, say Apple, and I don't know what Apple is at right now. Let's just say it's at 500, but you wanted to buy it at 450. So you put in an order to buy it if it reaches at 450, and then you sell your order by writing a naked put on it. Basically what that means is that someone's going to pay you for the right to sell it to you at that discounted price. So now you're thrilled because you bought it at that price that you wanted to buy it at if it dips down, But in the meantime, you're making money by someone paying for the right to sell it to you at that price. So there are all kinds of cool things to do in the stock market, things to make money no matter what happens. I'm by no means an expert, but again, guys, money, it's not real. And you just got to be careful. Don't panic in times where the stock market plunges today. Really good investors, they look at things and they say, all right, when they're down, like the BP oil spill, for example, you know, bad news happens, markets dip. I think the market dipped yesterday because the raising of the Fed's rates, that's what people are saying about it. That's okay. Don't panic. Wait for it to bounce back a little bit, and then it's time to buy. So, all right, guys, any other words of wisdom, Kayla, before I drop you off at school?
Make sure there's always a dividend. If you don't have a dividend, it's just stupid to buy it.
Yeah, Caleb is really high on dividends, so. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Boom! Thanks for listening. Please remember to rate and subscribe. You're going to want to listen to every episode as soon as it comes out, because each episode has in it an idea or a strategy that could literally change your life. And listen, don't miss out on the free investor tools that I have for you on my website, cashflowdadlife.com. So go to cashflowdadlife.com and get your free swag. And listen, hit me up if you want to talk about how we can get you out of the rat race as soon as possible. Until next time, my name is Ryan Anke, and this was Cashflow Dad Life.